from KQED.
Graduate students have their own beefs about the effects of budget cuts in recent years. They delivered a report to the Regents yesterday called Towards Mediocrity, Administrative Mismanagement and the Decline of UC Education. Here's a line from it. We are the frontline teachers and researchers in the UC system. We do the grading and the vast majority of the instruction. We hold the microscopes and watch the mice. That's true at other universities, too. And the report warns they're competing more successfully to attract fresh young talent. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez has the story from UC Irvine.
On the fifth floor of Donald Bren Hall, you'll find some of UC Irvine's hottest research, computer science, statistics, and informatics. PhD student Dakuo Wang, a native of Beijing, studies attitudes about internet censorship in China.
Censorship, traditionally speaking, is more beneficial for the government. But why the grassroots users, they are accepting this thing is quite interesting. So that's what I'm trying to study.
Wang, who earned his master's degree in Paris, is the kind of student universities fight over.
I did get offers from other, big name universities like New York University, like University of Washington, like Chicago University.
In his case, the California Sunshine and a star professor sealed the deal. But for some graduate students, there's an issue bigger than prestige, money. Because graduate studies involve research, universities pay these students to attend, and University of California campuses have struggled to put as much cash on the table as other big universities. Hal Stern is the Dean of Information and Computer Sciences at UC Irvine, and he's gotten into bidding wars over talented graduate school candidates.
A typical graduate student offer for a student in our school in the sciences would include some form of support in terms of a teaching or research assistantship that would pay them roughly $16,000 over 9 months, and then we would also cover their cost of tuition and fees.
That $16,000 goes to cover living expenses. The problem? UC-wide living expenses average $40,000. Stern says he's losing students to universities that are offering about $4,000 more per year. Professor Stern says graduate students are key to research. One of his students helped him craft his current $10 million project studying child cognitive disorders.
And I have a graduate student who helped me formulate the ideas, turn them into a mathematical model, and then to develop software to apply it to the data.
Doctoral students currently make up 9.5% of the student population at UC Irvine, a far cry from UC Berkeley's 16%. Justin Chung turned down a higher offer from Carnegie Mellon University to come to UC Irvine. He studies social media's role in political movements. Chung, who is also the president of UC Irvine's Graduate Student Association, says he's bucking a trend.
Even though the people who are here are glad to be here and are really enthusiastic about their research, the reality of the matter is that during the recruiting process, the offer amount does matter.
PhD student Nicole Crenshaw says she can make ends meet on the roughly $1,600 a month UC Irvine pays her as a teaching assistant. She studies online gaming.
It's a livable stipend, especially considering the area is super expensive. But on top of that, the salary that we get right now kind of forces you to live on campus because it's the cheapest housing that's available in the area.
She pays $600 a month to rent a room and keeps track of every dollar. New UC President Janet Napolitano is taking on the issue. That's what she said at her first policy speech last month.
Graduate students and postdocs are the essential links between teaching for California and researching for the world. They are our future faculty members. They are our future innovators. They are our future Nobel laureates. They merit our additional support right now.
To do that, Napolitano wants to go after more state funding. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
Napolitano sat down with the California Report's Scott Schaefer for an extended chat about her priorities for the UC system. We'll have that tomorrow on the California Report.